There's learning Shmuel in Mitchell's time, Luzum Shemshai, Moshe Nil, Rivka Bems Moshe Israel, to be a tzitzis for Shalaim, Achai Moshe, Ima Malki, Bimrach, Basar Malki, Matizu Fei Goldina, and it's tzitzis for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Reish Samach Gimel, continuing on in the halachas of candles, we are up to Sif Yud. Okay, it says the Mechaber Sif Yud, Lebal halachas gedolos, according to the Bahag, Kaven Shehidlik Ner Shal Shabbos Chal Ol Shabbos Ner Samalacha. According to the Baal Lachas goes, according to the Bahag, as soon as the woman, we'll see, but this does not apply to the man. As soon as your wife, the woman lighting candles, finishes lighting the last candle, immediately she was Mekabel Shabbos. Val Pizeh Nahagis Ktsas Nashim. Because of that, some women Shearcha Sheberchu. But they made the bracha again. That's assuming you made, right. So you made the bracha. If you made, they made the bracha beforehand, and then lit the candles. Mashlichens la'aretz apsilo shabiyadim shachliku b'avayim echabes. I said they dropped the match or they put it down on without actually, you know, shaking it for it to go out. Okay. Now, this so it's an interesting shita. You light candles. As soon as you finish lighting candles, you mekabel Shabbos. If that's the case, you can't put out the candle. Now, many women, when they light candle, I know my wife, she lights the candles. She takes a match. She lights a candle, and that candle is what she uses to light the other candles. And that candle she blows out or she puts it out. And so if you mekabel Shabbos after you finish lighting the last candle, it would be problematic according to this. So there are those who say that it's only that since she obviously does not want to be Mekabel Shabbos yet because she wants to put that out, that the Kabbalah Shabbos is when she makes the bracha, not when she makes the, not when she makes the, not when she finishes lighting the last candle. Now, one important thing that you should realize, no matter whether she's Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting of the last candle, or if she's Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting of the bracha, clearly, unless, as we'll see shortly in the Sif, unless there was a Kabbalah, unless there was a Kabbalah, not to be Mekabel Shabbos, we'll see when you can do that, when you can't, then as soon as, definitely when she made the bracha, she was Mekabel Shabbos. So a woman does have to be careful if when she lights the candles, she makes the bracha, and then one of the candles happened to not caught well and the fire goes out, she herself cannot relight it. She can ask her husband if he's still home, or even the girls who are home who do not light candles, because they're not Mekabel Shabbos until either they're Mekabel Shabbos, or when the men are Mekabel Shabbos in Shul, they can still light it. But the lady herself who lit the candles, once she made the bracha, she was Mekabel Shabbos, and therefore, if a candle went out, you should be careful. You should remind them they should not relight that candle that went out. Okay? Let's see a little bit further in the Mechaber. Okay, the Yeshaimer she imasna koydim shemadlika. There are those who hold that if before she lights candles, she ain't a mekabel Shabbos at she yoyim achazim baruchu. I don't want to be mekabel Shabbos until they say baruchu or an hour minig bayi v'shalom in the shul mail. So there are some say that if you don't make it tonight, either when she finishes lighting candles or when she made the bracha, that's Kabbalah Shabbos. There's some say that if she made a tanai that she does not want to be Mekabel Shabbos until the Mekabel Shabbos in Shul, that works. V'yeshayimim she'enim oil. And there are those who say that it does not work. Okay? That is point number one. Now, v'yesh chalkim abal lachas gedos v'ayimim she'en toli Kabbalah Shabbos toli bad lachas aner but tfilas arvis. There are those who disagree. And they say, no, not at all. You say that the Kabbalah Shabbos is the candles. No, Kabbalah Shabbos is when you have a marif. She came and chazan barakah. How come parashim malachim? Everyone does the is parashim malach, and that's when the Kabbalah Shabbos is. Ulidon came and she's chilum mizvah shiliyam and Shabbos habikar baruch l'dutu. Mechaber says we already said earlier that while they would place at a minig that when the men went to shul they were Kabbalah Shabbos when they started marif. Others were Mekabel Shabbos. Their meaning was to be Mekabel Shabbos. So Mizman Shir, as I mentioned, our meaning is to be Mekabel Shabbos by Bayi V'Shalom. So we have basically, let's just sum this up. We have basically over here two shitas. One shita says, when you light candles, that's Kabbalah Shabbos. Either when the last candle was lit or when you made the bracha. There's another shita that says, that no, Kabbalah Shabbos is not when you light candles. Kabbalah Shabbos is Bali Vishalim, Mizmashir, Myriv, one of those three. Separately, we have a shita that says that even if you say Kabbalah Shabbos is when you light the candles, we can make a Tanai not to be Mekabel Shabbos yet. Says the Rama, V'aminik, She'oisa isha medlekes Mekabel Shabbos v'adlaka. Our minik. When the lady who's lighting the candles at home, she's Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting. Imloy she'esna b'tchila, unless she made a Tanai. V'afila Tanai b'lev sagi. She doesn't have to say it verbally. It's enough. She can have in mind, I don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos yet. Avol shar b'nei habayis, the rest of us, the girls at home, the husband, everybody else, Matur b'malacha ad barchu, until barchu. In our words, we have to replace barchu with bayi b'shalom. Okay? Now, so that's what the Ramah says. Lamaisa, okay? We're mekabel, your wife, she's mekabel Shabbos when she lights the candles. When she makes the bracha, she's mekabel Shabbos. We and everybody else, mekabel Shabbos, when we say bayi b'shalom in shul. So let's pause over here in the Ramah. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah. V'aminik. V'ime ish madlik. What happens if the husband is lighting, either because he lives alone, he doesn't have a wife, or the wife is away, the wife is sick, she can't light, the husband's lighting. Afilik shum avarach ala hadlakosai, with el besivav, lekem and hagei mutum alachem ikamakam toivel hasnes. He says, no minik. The husband lighting candles, he's not makabal Shabbos. Now it's better if he says, by the way, I'm not being makabal Shabbos, since when the wife lights candles, that's kabal Shabbos. But stam minig is that when the husband, if the man is lighting candles, that's not kabal Shabbos. Now the raya is, remember, we are Mekabel Shabbos when we daven mincha, when most of us, when we go to shul. If Kabbalah Shabbos was how do you shut this finger off? It reads my fingers. Okay. If Kabbalah Shabbos was when we light the candles, how can we daven mincha afterwards? The wife has to daven mincha before lighting the candles. So clearly, our intent is not to be Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting of the candles. Mekabel, so we said as follows. The wife, the lady who's lighting Mekabel Shabbos, Vispal mincha tchila, she should have a mincha beforehand. The hoyo kvar kibbul Shabbos, since she's Mekabel Shabbos with the candles, shuv yeshel spal tchila shachar, she cannot have a weekday mincha. Now, what should clearly, your wife should have a mincha before she lights the candles. Upisha ain't shar, so that what happens if there's not enough time? Better daven two marivs. It's an oinus. I couldn't get it ready in time. I cannot daven mincha. I gotta light candles. She should daven two marivs. Little common besif tezov. Me lichtes chas v'shalom. Suffering chil Shabbos. Now, oh, let me daven mincha, and now you're gonna light candles late, and you chas v'shalom. I'm gonna come to an issa of chil Shabbos. Shetasna tchila. So the Rama said that she's mekabel Shabbos with the candles, unless she made a tanai. Now, can we just make this tanai every week? And the wife, which is lighting candles, says, you know what? I still want to finish up the child. I want to daven mincha after I light candles. I want to do other things. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so pashut. The ein la hastas kim letzarich. You shouldn't make the wife who's lighting candles at home should not make this tanai. I don't want to be mekabel Shabbos unless it's a great need. May achas yesh kolkim asarim the loy mahani. There's no tonight canal. There are those who disagree. Now, what is considered a need and what's not? There's a whole discussion amongst the paiskim. Is the fact that I didn't have a mincha yet, is that a need? Some say yes, some say no. That I want to drive somewhere. To some say yes, some say no. So it's not so pashut. You should definitely not do this lechatchila to make this tonight, unless you really have to. It does bring down that if the wife wants to go be mevakachayla, she wants to go visit her father, kibbet ava aim, and she would not have been able to do it without first lighting, and the only way she can do it if she's going to drive, that might be considered a tzairach. But it's not, it shouldn't just be done anytime you want. Oh, I have this little thing I want to do, it's a tzairach, so I'm not going to be mekabel Shabbos. The preferable way is she's mekabel Shabbos when she lights the candle. Okay, now, let's go back to the Rama. Okay, I think this was pretty clear. Wife's mekabel Shabbos when she lights the candles. Husband's mekabel Shabbos when he says bayi v'shalom. The wife, in a time of a need, could make a tanai and not be mekabel Shabbos then. The ikar adlaka, says the Rama, the main adlaka tluya b'neiros shemadlikim al shulchan is the candles that are lit on the table. Avaloi b'shar neiros shebebayis. When this whole thing that we said, she's mekabel Shabbos, she lights the candles, is not talking about the candles or the lights that are being lit in other rooms. It's talking about the candles that are being lit in the room that you're going to eat. V'tzarech haniyach hanayiros b'makam shemadlikim. You should leave the candles in the place that you light it. We'll see if everyone agree, not everyone agrees with this. Not to light it in one place and then move it. Let's see the Mishnah on this. The Yivarech Aleihem, which is the candles that you should make a bracha on, is the ones on lit in the room that you eat. It's not in the other ones. The Ikka Mitzvah is the candles that we eat to. Therefore, the bracha should be on them. One candle is enough. There's many women and they don't each have their own table. They could light on candles in other places in the house. The candles that are hanging from the candelabra. The klala naktinon, the mechol makom shemad l'kedelasa shemayz a tashmish ikim shem shloim bayis v'lo uver lemaisa. Any place you light a candle where it's being done because you're going to want to use that space on Shabbos, it adds to the shalom bayis and therefore it's a chelik of the mitzvah. So the ikar is the ones where you eat, but any lights or any candles that are being put in a place that you are going to benefit from it on Shabbos is part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah. Okay, now. And he said, not the other neiris. This that he said, that you should make the bracha dafka on the one we're eating, that's the balabayis, the owner of the house. If you're a guest, you have your own room, you're not eating there, as we already learned in Sivav, you make the bracha over there. It said you should not even if you're going to make a this tonight, right? So the wife is lighting candles. Now, if she lights candles, she's Mekabel Shabbos, so of course she can't move it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what is the Ramah telling us? Even if she's going to make it tonight, that I'm not being Mekabel Shabbos, it's preferable to light the candles and not move them after they are lit. And you should not move them. What does he mean to say? You can't light the candles in a place that you're not going to use it, and then move it. What is the ikar mitzvah? Is the lighting of the candle. Since you're lighting it in a place that you're not using it, so your lighting was nothing. Even afterwards, you're going to move it to another place. You have to put it out and light it again. And this is very important. You light it in a place that you are going to use it. Then you could move it. So, person's at home. His wife is sick. She's in bed. She can't get out of bed and go to the dining room. Now, she's going to use the bedroom too. So you take your candles to the bedroom and she lights it over there. That is a makom that you're using light. So therefore, she can now go ahead. You're going to put on the Shabbos light or the bathroom light so you can see in the room. So that's part of the lights for that room. She can light those other candles that you're going to use in the dining room, and then you can move it. Because that is a makom that is appropriate to light candles. The challah bayis have a mekaymim. However, the levush is machma. Like I said, in a place of need where the wife is sick, she's in bed, she can't come down to the dining room, it is okay to bring the candles to her room and then light it. And they light in the sukkah and then they bring it into the house. They are not doing what's appropriate. Now, obviously, it's on sukkahs. You can jump if you can move it. If the candles are going to be in the sukkah when you're eating, and then afterwards you want to bring it in, obviously it's not a problem. It's talking about over here bringing it in beforehand. Now, just one point on that. We mentioned that if the wife is sick and you're going to bring the candles into her room and her lighter over there, this is one thing that we'll see shortly. Is you should not be holding the candles while she lights it. You should put them down and she should light it, because if she's holding the candles while you light it, then it is a then people will see it. They just think you're lighting a candle because you need light, not that it doesn't look like you're lighting a candle for Shabbos, and therefore it's better to put them down, and she should light it that way. Let's quickly see Sif Yud Aleph. Afal pi shelo yispal kol adayim. If you're in a community, in a bungalow colony, they didn't yet daven ma'ariv. Im kodem ha'yach v'spal shel Shabbos b'yayim. But the yachid decides to daven Shabbos early. Chal olof kabal Shabbos. V'asav asiz malacha. Yu mekabal Shabbos. If I'm in a bungalow colony and they're davening kabal Shabbos at 7 o'clock, I decide I'm making Shabbos at 6:30. I daven b'yichidus. as mekabel Shabbos. If I feel the moy mishen erets al kabel Shabbos, if I can't go ahead and daven kabel Shabbos and say make it tonight, I don't want to be mekabel Shabbos. By the candles, we said that there's a shita that holds you can make a tonight, but saying kabel Shabbos and not being mekabel Shabbos doesn't work. So you can't do that. You were mekabel Shabbos, you're not going to do any melacha. Says the mishaburim, but I'm handing plagam in chamaylo. Of course, we're talking about that you decided to daven kabel Shabbos after plagam in. I decided to daven kabel Shabbos at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. That doesn't work. As we already mentioned, but even I made it tonight. But after Badlaka Yeshayim and the Mahani tonight, even though when it came to lighting candles, there were those who said that the tonight works. Gedel b'sif yud b'tfilah shani. By tefillah it's different. Kamech shehiskah by kedusha Shabbos. Since I mentioned kedusha Shabbos, of course I cannot go ahead and then backtrack and say, oh, make it tonight. I'm not being mekabel Shabbos. If I decide to daven alone, I'm davening early. There's no tonight. That is my Kabbalah's Shabbos. Okay, stop over here. We will continue tomorrow.